biggest part of this bye week to you? What is the thing you need to get out of it?
Well, as a team, we got to go out there and we got to work on the things that we struggled with in the first 3 weeks, and then we got to build on those things that we did well.
Talk about those 3 weeks. I mean, good points, bad points. I mean, just talk about your 2-1 right now going into the bye. What's looking forward?
2-1. Well, you know, we'd love to be 3-0, but we're not. And there's a lot of teams out there that would be wishing that they're 2-1 right now. So we've got some things to improve on, and we will. And but there's a lot of positives going on, and we'll continue to build on those.
Obviously, last week didn't go exactly the way you wanted, but how valuable is just getting more and more reps in game situations each week?
Every rep I can get is valuable, and every look I can get, and every defense I play against, I get more experience. So we'll just keep learning from each and every situation that comes up, and we'll try to get better.
And as a quarterback, you've been around this team long enough. Appreciate Troy Brown and what he did to this for this organization. Just your thoughts on Troy and his retirement?
Troy's a phenomenal guy. I was blessed enough to play 3 years with him, and he had such a presence in the locker room and was a great leader. And a lot of these Super Bowl banners that are hanging up around the stadium is due a lot to Troy Brown, and I couldn't be happier for him on this day that he's had such a successful career of 15 years in the NFL, and all the good fortune that come his way, he deserves it.
You look at established teams like Indianapolis right now, and they're having a tough time too. I mean, just getting on track here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, can you talk about the beginning of the season and how, you know, at the end, the beginning of the season matters, but it doesn't matter as much as how you finish off?
You know, you'd like to go throughout the season and be consistent throughout. And for us, just speaking personally, we've got a lot of things, like I said, that we need to work on, and we'll continue to work on those. And this bye week, we're working on a lot of different things, and hopefully we'll come out there, and come San Francisco, we'll be ready and prepared.
Man, is this bye week beneficial to you as a player? Just give you an extra week to kind of get your feet more wet and understand what's going on and how the offense goes and that type of stuff?
Anytime you get a bye week, you embrace it as a player. We had a long training camp, and the first few weeks went by pretty quickly. And the bye week's also a time for you to evaluate your team and where you are, and really find out what we need to work on and what our strengths are, and try to hopefully build on all those things.
How about for you personally? What do you
work on now? Well, there's a number of different things that I'll work on, whether it be mechanics or whether it be film study or how defenses are approaching us as an offense. And I'll try to tone all those skills and continue to work on those.
Also, we have, don't worry about it.
No, man, good.
Man, you kind of transparent some guys.
So far, I mean, anytime you win in the NFL, it's a highlight. And unfortunately, we experienced one of the lows the other day. You never want to lose, but it happens in the NFL. And there's a lot of good teams out there. And from 1 week to the next, you know, things can go your way or the other way. And so we'd always like to stay on the winning side, but it happens at times. And so right now we'll regroup and we'll go out there and try to put out a better performance next time.
Did you talk to Tom after last week? If so, do you have any words of wisdom?
We've had conversations since last week, and a lot of it's just come down to, look, it happens, and there's going to be times where you lose, and you just have to stay positive and know that you're going to come out and continue to work hard and get better.